On this special episode, we're going to be talking to President of Pura Vida, Paul Hickey, about face mask production in the United States versus in China, where there are some surprising differences you'll learn about soon. Two things. First, the sound quality is not the best, but I did my best to balance it. Secondly, we are pretty tough on Chinese companies and businesses, but like we say towards the end, there's no reason to dislike Chinese people or foreigners as a whole. Just wanted to say that up front. You won't be disappointed in this episode, which starts right now. Hello and welcome to the Honest Politics Podcast. My name is Alex Gamsik and I'm the founder of Honest Politics LLC. My company does political research for people, not for politicians. So today we're talking to Paul Hickey. So Paul Hickey is a 30-year serial entrepreneur, angel investor, and investment banker. His most recent startup is Pura Vida Medical, a factory based in Utah, which makes medical-grade face masks for the healthcare industry and the general public. Paul and his team are currently learning how to fight his Chinese competitors who are being subsidized by the Chinese government in a commodity business. So welcome, Paul, to the podcast. And you can talk about whatever, but first I wanted to see, do masks really protect us from COVID, in your opinion? And if so, what makes the American face masks more effective than the Chinese face masks?
Okay, great. Two questions to start with. So do they really protect you from COVID? And the answer is, the short answer is yes. And I can give you, there's a lot of really simple science out there that demonstrates that. I think one of the reasons that that question even exists is unfortunately because of Dr. Fauci. When this thing first broke out, he came out and said, oh, face masks don't work. You don't need to wear them. And he did that because he was trying to make sure there wasn't a run on all the face masks and so that there was enough for our frontline workers. And then, you know, when they figured out there was enough for the frontline workers, he came out and said, everybody should wear a mask. And so the public is confused. And a lot of people are still confused. You know, they don't trust the government. They think there's some kind of conspiracy and they're trying to control us or whatever. But the reality is, you know, surgeons have been wearing face masks for 100 years. They make a difference. And I'll give you just a little metadata that's really interesting. There was a study that came out last year of two cruise ships right before they shut down cruise ships. When the cruise ships were breaking out with COVID, there were two cruise ships that both broke out with COVID. One had masks and one didn't have masks to give to people when they discovered this had broken out. And what they found out is that a cruise ship that didn't have masks, about 50% of the people got COVID and the other 50% didn't. And then about 85% were symptomatic. They had fevers and aches and chills and stuff. The other cruise ship, which had the mask, they had about 50% of the people got COVID also, but about 80% of all the people that tested positive had no symptoms. And so the theory is that when you're wearing a mask, it'll cut down on the viral load. And if your body just gets a little viral load, it'll build the antibodies without all the symptoms. Mm-hmm. And so that's a little metadata that shows it does make a difference. And then there have been some really smart MIT professors that have run a bunch of models that show just how much viral load you need if you're in a room with people. They built this really cool model that you can go on and actually punch in different variables, but they said, all right, if you're in a 20 by 10 room, there's 10 people in there and one person has COVID, how long does it take to get COVID if you don't have a mask? And the answer is 18 minutes. And then they said, if you're wearing a cotton mask, so this is another important thing, do mask difference, and then what kind of mask? And this is really actually even the more important question, because that's what the government has just barely started to give us by telling us to double mask, because a lot of the cloth masks are giving us hardly any protection at all. So anyway, in this model, they said it's 18 minutes to get COVID with no mask. If you have a cotton cloth mask, it's 20 minutes, which means that barely gives you any protection. If you're wearing a surgical three-ply mask, like the kind we wear or the kind we make at our factory and we sell to the general public and to health professionals, then you get 4 hours of protection. And then if you're wearing an N95 mask, which is the mask that typically gives you the most protection, that's where the frontline workers are all wearing these N95 masks. And then if you wear one of those, you're getting 14 hours of protection. So yeah, there's a lot of really simple and good science that shows that masks do make a difference, and the type of mask actually makes a difference.
Yeah, exactly. So I think with the type of mask, we're focusing on nationality. Do you know kind of what makes an American-produced mask typically like one you would make better than ones that are pumping out of China?
Several things. Thanks for asking that. Technically, theoretically, they should be the same if the specs on the box are the same. So it has the same kind of BFE and PFE, you know, bacterial penetration protection and particle penetration protection. But what's happened is there's just been, for whatever reason, and I don't want to say everything coming out of China is bad. There's a lot of good products that come out of China. But in the mask industry, for whatever reason, it's attracted a ton of frauds and counterfeits and scammers. And so what's happening is a couple things are happening. Number one, these Chinese companies will send in to get their mask tested to independent labs and then submit it to the FDA that show that their masks pass all the tests and they meet the specs that they're supposed to for the rating that they're applying for. And then they change the material out once they get approved to inferior material to save money. And then they just get away with it because nobody's doing any kind of regular testing. And the FDA just announced about a month ago, they tested a series of KN95 Chinese masks and quote, over 60% of them did not meet the specs on the box. So they were either fraudulent or using inferior materials or fakes or counterfeits. And this is not the first time the CDC has made this announcement. The FDA and CDC for the last 10 months have been announcing over and over again all the Chinese masks that they're catching that are not meeting the specs on the box, and they're publishing it. The FBI has made 1,200, not 12, not 120, 1,200 raids confiscating counterfeit Chinese masks. And then the FDA last summer, in the midst of the pandemic, they announced that 1,300 Chinese medical companies had given them fake information that they caught them. And so this information's out there, and it's just, it's really frightening because these masks, you know, if you're just in the public going out shopping and you're in good health and you really not worried about getting COVID, then fine, you know, wear a cloth mask or whatever you want. But if you're a person at risk, if you're older, if you've got diabetes, if you're not well, if you're a frontline healthcare worker being exposed and you're wearing a mask because you really need to be protected and you're buying a Chinese mask, you are literally risking your life because it is not, most of them, not all of them, but most of them are not giving you the protection that they claim to give you on the box. That is the big problem. And then the other problem we have is that the ones that are good, like there are some brands that are being made in China that are big established companies. And what's happened is there are all these counterfeits. There's a bunch of little companies in China that have bought machines and they're starting to make, and then they counterfeit them. They make the same brand name, ship it in the US. And it's really difficult for the hospital to know whether this brand is counterfeit or if it's real, unless they're doing batch testing. And this is one of the other problems, Alex. Government and the hospitals buying these Chinese masks, they don't do any batch testing, which they should be based on the rampant amount of fraud and fake masks. They should be batch testing to make sure that they're getting something that meets the specs, and they're not. And so the frontline workers and the people that are at risk and the people that really need protection, you're really taking a risk buying a Chinese mask. And that's the difference. American companies, if we didn't meet the specs on the box, Alex, we'd be shut down overnight. We'd be fined. And it's potential even a crime here. And so there's a lot of reasons why we are very careful about meeting the specs on the box, not the least of which that's what we're supposed to do. And, you know, it's a moral issue.
Exactly.
Which they have no moral issue whatsoever. These guys in China that are doing this, the only issue they care about is making money, of course. They don't care that they're threatening the lives of people over here that they're selling them to in the United States. So, you know, this is one of the big challenges is the Chinese don't care. The American companies do. We get in big trouble if we get caught doing that. If a Chinese company gets caught doing that, nothing happens. They just shut down their brand name. They put it in a new box, borrow an address and an FDA registration number for somebody else, and they're back in business. Mm-hmm. And it's a real systemic problem. And I think the Biden administration is on the verge of doing something about it, by the way, and we can chat about that later. But, you know, just one last thing on American versus Chinese. Like our factory that's in Utah, we have our own internal lab. We spent a lot of money and we bought all of our own equipment that the FDA, CDC, and ASTM require to test the mask. So we sent it out to independent labs to be tested. But then we also do our own internal testing. Literally every 2 hours, we pull masks off of our factory line, test them to make sure that they meet or exceed the specs on our box, because we care. This is a serious product, and we care, and that's why we go way, way beyond what is required. And there are no Chinese companies that do that. In fact, they don't want to know, because most of the time, they don't meet the specs.
I was just going to say, I'm glad your company really cares, and it seems like you're putting in a lot of effort. I actually confirmed this on Wall Street Journal, Market Watch, CBS. There were these N95 masks that were supposed to filter out 95% of particles, and most of the foreign ones, they were filtering 30%, so they're a third as effective as, like you were saying, it's not meeting the specs on the box, and that is a huge problem. So two obvious questions come to mind is, why isn't the CDC warning us about these defective masks as clearly as they, you know, should be? And then also, what can we do when we're in the grocery store and we just see a box of masks? How do we know which are more trustworthy, which might be American-made versus foreign-made ones, which are usually proven to be a little less effective? How do we know, and why isn't the CDC telling us as much?
Well, first, the CDC has been telling us this. So I think the FDA, frankly, and the CDC has done a pretty good job of doing the tests and notifying and making it public. The people that have dropped the ball is the media. This should be a huge, huge story all over the place, making it a big issue out of this. And it's gotten a little press here and there, but it hasn't really been picked up by the media. And I think they're the ones dropping the ball. You know, you think it would be a big frontline story that our frontline workers are getting N95 masks that are only blocking 30% instead of 95%. You know, that's really serious stuff. So I do think they're doing a good job. The system, though, Alex, is not set up. You know, the CDC and the FDA, they're not set up to be a testing organization to go find every mask in the marketplace and test it. They respond to submissions to, will my mask pass so I can get certified? And then if someone has a complaint, they can send in and they'll investigate, but they're not out there. They don't have a department that just goes out and looks for masks to test. So it's really not their responsibility or job. Maybe there should be, when there's this much rampant counterfeits and fraud, maybe there should be a change where they say, all right, we're gonna have a department that does that. It's probably a good idea, but that hasn't happened yet. And you know, I don't know if that's going to happen, but the other thing, I'm gonna come back to what's happening with the Biden administration in a moment, but let me first ask your question, answer your question about what consumers do if they walk into a store. Two things. There's a big difference between walking into a retail store and going to Amazon. And if you walk into a retail store and it's made in China, then you're taking a risk. There's just no way to know if that's actually going to meet the specs unless you literally test those masks. And with all the warnings from the FDA and the CDC, my advice is don't buy it. If you're looking for protection, look for an American-made mask. Now, the sad thing is, Alex, almost all of the retail stores are only buying Chinese because they're cheaper and they're ignoring the American manufacturers. And it's really frustrating for us. And it's not just the retail stores. I've lost every single bid that I've bid on for government agencies. Every single government bid I've lost to a Chinese company, not an American company. I've never lost one bid to an American company with a hospital or government agency. It's 100% been to Chinese companies because they beat us out by a couple pennies. And I'm not afraid to compete with the Chinese, but it's not a fair playing ground for three reasons. One, a lot of them are faking the materials, using inferior materials, so they're not meeting the specs. So how do I compete with that? I can't compete with that. And two, the Chinese government is actually starting to subsidize their mask industry and PPE industry in what I believe is an effort to dump masks, because now they're dumping. They're like selling masks below the cost of our material. Like literally.
That's insane.
I think they're doing it intentionally to try to put us all out of business so that we become 100% dependent on them for masks in the future. So the next pandemic we're going to have the same thing happen over to us again. Again, I'll kind of come back to that issue and what's happening in the Biden administration to prevent that, what we believe is in the works. But Amazon, let me just mention Amazon for a second, because what's happened on Amazon is there are some American manufacturers selling on Amazon. I would strongly recommend you buy from the American manufacturers on there, because they're really not more expensive than the Chinese. The Chinese ones that are really cheap, you should stay away from them, because they're definitely fakes, counterfeits, inferior material. Again, if you need protection, buy American. But here's the thing you got to be careful with about Amazon. There's some of these Chinese companies have figured out that the American population is starting to look more and more for American masks because of all the fake Chinese ones. And so they've started to repackage their Chinese masks in boxes that say made in America. Now, how do you figure out whether it's a fake American or real American? It's pretty simple. If you just take the name of the company, the manufacturing company, and you just do a quick Google search, look for their website. And if there's no website, it is not an American company. If there's a website and it's like one page with their box on it and nothing else, it's not an American company. I know a dozen other American mask manufacturers like myself. All of us have nice websites that show American employees, that have a phone number you can call, and it'd be responsive with email, and it's not broken English. And, you know, it's pretty simple, but be careful of that if you're going to buy on Amazon. But I would say really try and look for American. It's really, really difficult because of all the kind of really systemic fraud that's in the mask industry right now.
Exactly. And we're talking about these devices that have been proven to save lives. So it's really important that people have the right mask. It doesn't make any sense to wear one that doesn't work if you're going out and about and surrounded by people in the grocery store. So it's important just to do that little bit of research to, you know, it could save your life, or a trip to the hospital that could be really expensive. Just like Googling the company to make sure it's an American made one, which have to follow these kind of rules and regulations. Not to mention, they also have to pay their workers a decent wage compared to kind of in China, where they don't have the same kind of labor laws that we do. So it just makes sense to support American companies.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I, you know, obviously I'm biased and I agree with that. But I mean, it's a real issue here. It's not just about me trying to sell more masks. And by the way, just so your listeners know, there are several U.S. mask manufacturers you can buy direct from the factory, like ours. Yeah, you don't have to go to Amazon. I know a lot of people like Amazon for the convenience. I do too. But you can buy direct from our factory. It's about half the cost of probably any mask on Amazon. And there are other American factories that allow you to buy direct from them too.
Now we're going to take a quick 30-second break. And afterwards, Paul's going to describe more about how the Biden administration may be willing to help on this issue. And then I guess the next question, I know you mentioned the Biden administration might be doing something about this. He had like a Buy America push in the beginning of his administration. Is it kind of linked to that, or why do you think the Biden administration might be doing a little more about this issue?
Yeah, so it is linked to that in addition to a couple other things. And so what's happened is myself and a dozen other U.S. mask manufacturers, we have gotten together and hired a lobbyist, because China's dumping. They're trying to put us out of business. They're flooding our market with fake masks. And we just need Congress and the Biden administration to understand what's going on, because they all want us to be independent for essential goods, certain drugs, for PPE. You know, that's part of our, it's a part of our national defense. And, and sovereignty as a nation is being able to supply our own people during a pandemic with essential goods. And we could not do that a year ago. When this thing broke out in March of 2020, March and April, China stopped shipping all the masks to the U.S. because they had their own pandemic, and they used them just for themselves. I actually don't blame China for that, because if a pandemic broke out here, we would prevent all of the U.S. mask manufacturers here from shipping overseas, and we'd make them only sell to our own U.S. market. So I don't blame China for that. I blame the United States for not being prepared and having our own supply. And so if we wind back the clock a year ago, there were several senators and even the Trump administration saying, we need to be independent. We need to build up our own factories and our own industry for PPE and certain drugs and so forth. And so myself and probably 20 other entrepreneurs in the United States jumped in and started mass factories. And, you know, we did it because we wanted to help save lives, reshore jobs, and become independent of China or any other country for our own mask and PPE needs. And so we got in, and then what happened, which is the real frustrating thing, is, you know, 3 or 4 months went by, China started shipping masks again, and some of the, you know, the U.S. manufacturers, we didn't get up and producing. We started in July working on our factory, but we didn't start producing until October. But by the time October rolled around, they were now shipping in all the masks that everybody needed, the big stores and hospitals and government agencies. And when we started going out and bidding, you know, like, hey, we're American, we're making masks. It was just, oh no, well, you can't beat this Chinese price by 2 pennies. And so, you know, we're just going to buy China. It's like, wow, you guys have such short memories, because we were all talking about being independent, and we can't be independent if you buy everything from China and don't support the US manufacturers that jumped into the business. And so, that's been super frustrating. And by the way, the people keeping us in business, Alex, are the consumers. The people listening to this show, they are the ones that are actually ordering from our factory and helping us. Dentists, those are 200,000 entrepreneurs that are patriots that are saying, buy American, because we want to protect our own staff and ourselves. And it's these big buyers from hospitals and these buyers from government agencies that are just focused on saving a few pennies. And at the same time, they're killing American mask manufacturers. And so we've formed a little lobby, and we've gone to a number of senators, and they, on both sides, thank goodness for us, this is a very bipartisan issue. Both sides want to be independent, so that the next pandemic, we're not in the same situation. And so does the Biden administration. So the Jobs Act has included a fairly large amount of money for manufacturers of essential products like PPE and masks would be included in that. And then they're looking to institute a law or regulation that says that government agencies have to buy from American producers, because we have enough to supply all of America now. We have enough mask manufacturers. We got together and added up all our protection capacities, and we now can supply the United States, but not
we all go out of business in the next 6 months because nobody buys from us, and the Chinese keep dumping and put us out of business. So, you know, it's a pretty critical turning point right now. We hope the American people continue to support us until the government moves in and requires the government agencies to start buying American. And if that happens, then we're going to be in really good shape, because that will support the American manufacturers to be in business. And the next time there's a pandemic, we're not going to have to rely on China, and we're not going to be short on masks because China decides to stop shipping them like they did a year ago. We'll be in a really good place. So the Biden administration is looking very positive on this. And you know, hopefully we'll know in the next month or two. I hope it doesn't take a year, because we're going to be in big trouble if it takes that long. It's looking like we're on the right path.
That sounds great. I wanted to make just 2 points, and I'm glad it looks like there's a more favorable administration. And part of it's because, you know, sometimes lobbyists get a bad name, but lobbies represent the interests of the people. They represent, you know, firms like yours that actually are doing really good for the world. So just a quick point for the listeners of the podcast, lobbyists are not always bad.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
Exactly. And then secondly, I just wanted to make a point, because we have been kind of hard on China and foreign companies and everything, but it's not like Chinese Americans are responsible for this. You know, there've been a rise in hate crimes in the last few months with the coronavirus being linked to China, but you can criticize the Chinese government and Chinese companies without implicating Chinese people as a whole. Do you kind of agree with that? Or
oh, 1,000%. And, you know, I kind of tried to mention that in a quick way in the beginning, so I'm really glad you brought that back. Look, I lived in China for a year. I lived in Shanghai for a year. I was the CEO of a Chinese company, actually. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing business in China for 20 years. And I've got some of my best friends are Chinese. And the people, my employees, when I was running that company over there, my Chinese engineers, unbelievable people, fantastic employees, brilliant workers. You know, I have a lot of positive things to say about the Chinese work ethic. And, you know, I've done business all over the world. And I'll tell you right now, the Chinese work ethic is the only country in the world where they work as hard as Americans. And so I have a lot of respect for the Chinese. And I actually have a lot of respect for the Chinese government. I think they are really smart. I think they've been kind of kicking our butt for 20 years on international policy. And I think they're slipping up in the last year or two since the pandemic. And hopefully it gives the Biden administration can take advantage of that and kind of strengthen our position around the world in different places. You know, there's a pretty big backlash in Africa with China right now, and then in different parts of Europe. But China's been smart. You know, I don't blame them for being smart and being strategic. And we need to be smart and strategic too, as a government and with our policies. So, yeah, they're doing what we should be doing, which is, you know, building things that will help our own interests and developing relationships and different agreements that will help our own people here in the United States and us as Americans, you know?
That sounds fantastic. So just to kind of close out the podcast, I wanted to thank you very much for coming on. And if people do want to buy masks directly from you or from American manufacturers, specifically your company, where can they go?
Just come to our website. It's puravita.com, and I'll spell it P-U-R-A, V as in Victor, I, T as in Tom, A, puravita.com. And then there's a code section in there. Just type in Alex, you'll get a 10% discount, and we'll make that good for the rest of the year.
That sounds perfect. Well, Paul, thank you so much for coming on the Honest Politics podcast, and we'll talk to you all next time as we seek to discover more of the stories behind the statistics.